So my name is Anton. I'm a program manager in the web platform team. Today I'm going to talk to you about a tool that we've been working on for the last few months. But before, I would like to talk about web development. A lot of people think that creating websites is easy. And to be honest, the entry to create content is really low. You just need a text editor, a browser, and you can start creating content. But hopefully, everyone in this room knows that it's a bit more complicated. Web developers need to know about HTML, JavaScript, CSS, and also about accessibility, security, performance, responsive web design, progressive apps, standards, and they also need to refresh all this knowledge every few months because that's how fast the web evolves. It can be a bit overwhelming, and actually knowing everything about anything can be really challenging. I know that I don't do it, and even if we were capable of that, we are all humans, and at one moment or another, we are going to make a mistake. Thankfully for all of us, the web community has our back. We have lots of tools that are going to help us down this path. So we have linters for JavaScript, CSS, HTML, Markdown, and also other tools that are going to check for accessibility or how we are doing on security. But let's be honest, how many of you all use all of these tools every single time that you do a change into production? Or how many of you knew all of these tools? And what about all the other tools that I don't know or that I haven't put in this slide? And what about all the things that don't have a validator yet? Well, wouldn't it be great if there was a tool that would easily integrate the ones that already exist while at the same time allowing you to create new validators? And that's what Sonar is about. It's a new linting tool for the web that should help you write better websites and at the same time teach you hopefully some things that you don't know. But before I dig deeper, let's see it in action. Using it is you just type Sonar, the URL of the website that you want to scan. Here I'm going to check if my tax money is well spent, analyzing the IRS website. We just wait a few seconds, and we get the results. And unfortunately, the money is not well spent. There are quite a few accessibility issues, and they are even running to JavaScript libraries with known vulnerabilities. So I really hope that they are going to fix that soon. Sonar is still in beta, and we only have a handful of rules. It's about a bit over 20. But you can see that it's already giving some interesting results. But why did we decide to ship it as it is instead of waiting for a V1 and having a more complete set of features? Well, the main reason is that we want this project to be community-driven. If we really want this project to be successful, we really need to get the feedback and the implication of all the web community. That means other browser vendors, web experts, and web developers. What we believe are best practices for us might not be for you, so we actually need to get your feedback. That's for that reason that at the beginning of the summer, we open sourced this project on GitHub. But believe it or not, open sourcing projects on Microsoft, especially if they are new, is quite easy. The challenge came on donating the code to the JS Foundation. We really believe in this project, and we really want this project to be for the community and in the best interest of it. So that's why we work with them and donated the code in there. So by having the code in a neutral place and with a governance model that guarantees that everyone that wants to get implicated will have their voice heard, we hope this project to grow. So far, the reception has been good. We have committers from different companies and individuals, and even Austin Kelleher from the Marco.js team at eBay has joined our core team. Come on. The next important aspect about Sonar is that it's collaborative. A few slides back, I've shown you quite a few logos of different tools that hopefully we are all using. They do an awesome job. So Sonar shouldn't try to reinvent the wheel. It's like, why should we test for things that they are already doing it? We should use those tools and take advantage and contribute back when it makes sense. And some of examples that we are already doing with is with Axe. We are using it for accessibility, Qualys to check if you've configured your SSL certificate correctly, and with Snyk to know if you're running in JavaScript libraries with known vulnerabilities. And the final point I want to get to you is that the user is in control when using Sonar. The requirements from one website to another can change a lot. An online shopping experience might not get the, might not have the same requirements as an intranet website, and that's completely fine. Sonar can tell you what we believe is important and why you should care, but it shouldn't be in your way. At the end, it's up to you to decide what's important and what makes sense for your scenario. So I'm going to show you how we try to achieve that with an example of a website. First, we are going to install it. We distribute Sonar as an NPM package. You can install it globally or also locally and use an NPM script to use it. Then we are going to create a configuration file. We just use dash init and we'll get a wizard. It's going to ask us how we want to connect to the website, how we want to print the results, what rules we want to use, and what browsers our visitors use. This is how it looks like. It's basically a JSON file. Here we have the list of the rules and how we want to configure them. And we are going to use the Summit website as an example. I hope that you, all of you, have visited it. Go back to the command line. Again, Sonar, the URL. We wait a few seconds and we get the results. In web development, it's really common to use resources that are hosted in domains that we don't control. We might be pulling an analytics library, or maybe it's an ad, or maybe it's just a JavaScript library that is hosted on a CDN. Unfortunately, in most of those cases, we don't have control over the infrastructure and there isn't anything that we can do about it. That's what's happening in these results. We are getting errors for actually two URLs that we cannot control. If Sonar is going to give you errors every time that you analyze your website about things that you cannot control, it's going to frustrate you. So what we are going to do is actually ignore that. The way we do that is we go to our Sonar RC file, go to the ignore URLs, and then we can use a regular expression to tell Sonar what domains to ignore. The star means that we are going to ignore all the URLs for those domains, but we could just have the names of the rule comma separated. We run again the Sonar. And I get the errors for the things that I can actually change. So I see that I have an error about the XUA compatible header. And I'm not entirely sure why I'm getting that error or what that rule is actually doing. The name of the rule is highest available document mode. So in our website, sonarworld.com, we have a page for absolutely every single rule. In those rules, we are telling you what we are checking, why we believe it's important, examples that are going to fail these rules, and examples that are going to pass these rules. If you remember, the XUA compatible header is used to tell IE to render in one document mode or another. Usually, we use it to tell it to render in the standards mode. What you might not know is that document modes were deprecated in IE11. So this is only needed for IE8, 9, and 10. So I'm actually getting an error because I'm not sending the header, but I'm doing the right thing because I know for a fact that we don't have any visitors coming with IE10 or lower to our website. So what can I do to not get this error every time that I use Sonar? Well, we have two options. The first one is to just ignore that rule. We can turn it off or delete it from the config file, and that will be the easy path. But then maybe there is a developer that comes later and then decides to add the header again. And then we will be perpetuating a practice that might not, that is no longer needed. And that will be actually kind of an error because we want to get rid of all practices that we don't need. So the next thing that we can do is actually give Sonar more context about our requirements and what we are doing. And that's what we are going to do. We go to our configuration file. And then we are going to tell Sonar that we don't have any visitors coming with IE10 or lower. We run it again. And I'm just getting two errors. So now, what Sonar is going to do is, if someone adds that header or the meta tag, is going to flag it as an error. This is, it may not look really impressive, but this is my favorite Sonar feature. We have rules that are smart enough to adapt the feedback to what your needs are. So you know that you are using best practices for the context of your website. I think that this is really powerful. We not only have it for these rules, we have some many others that adapt to this type of input. And now that I really have the two errors that I really want to address, I'm going to talk with the developers so they can get them fixed. There are many other things that you can configure on Sonar, not only for the main application, but also for the rules. You can check our user guide and know a bit more about it. So far, I've told you what Sonar is and what it can do to you, for you. But how does the future look like for the project? Well, the most obvious thing is that we are going to add new rules and work in stability and adding some smaller features. The next one is we are working on an online version of the scanner. Sometimes you can't get it installed on your machine, or you need to share some reports with your manager, and obviously they need to be pre-print. So having this online website, we believe, is going to be helpful for those scenarios. This should actually land pretty soon. It was so soon that I think I'm able to do a demo on my machine. If we can switch to my machine. Actually, this might not work. It just works on my machine and not all the time. We just worked on this last night. As you can see, the text is still a bit dummy, but should be online hopefully sometime soon in the next few weeks. So you get the idea. You put the URL, run a scan. We wait a few seconds, and we should get the results. This works half the time. I just tested before. It didn't work, so hopefully now it works. Here we have Nelly. It's our mascot, working hard to get our results. In the background, what we are using is several Docker images. They are also posted on GitHub. So now we can get the results, and we see that there are some issues with accessibility, so someone forgot to do their job. We also have some interoperability. Here you can see that we have four URLs that are not in our control. Again, well, you get the idea of how this is going to work. The cool thing about the scanner is there are a few things that we want to add over time. The first one is that we want to do a historic, so you can know how your website has evolved over time, and also how your website is doing compared to the rest of the websites. Maybe you are doing a great job in accessibility, and we should tell you, or maybe you are running vulnerable JavaScript libraries, and you should tell you, you should know it too. And the next thing that we want to do with a bit more of time is kind of this status of the web report. Have periodic reports every quarter or so telling like, hey, this quarter, the number of websites with issues with headers lower, and now we are making better progress with accessibility and this kind of thing. We believe that this is some interesting information that we should share with all of you. We can go back to my slides. And then the next thing that we want to do is a plugin for visual editors. Sonar wants to help you write better code, and there is no better place than when you are actually doing it. So that's something that we are also very excited about it. There is no demo for this one yet, but hopefully in the next month or so. So I'm almost over, and we can go have lunch. Just a recap, what's Sonar? Sonar is a new linting tool for the web. It's community-driven. The code belongs now to the JS Foundation. Anyone that is excited about this project and wants to help shape the future of it can join us. Please do so, because there are lots of things that we want to do. It's collaborative. We want to integrate with as many tools and services that are helpful for the web developers as it makes sense. Go to our GitHub repo, and please open an issue if you don't have one for, if you can find one for the one that you want to, you want us to implement. And finally, the user is in control. Sonar should help you. It shouldn't be in your way. And if you have any idea of how we can do that better, please tell us so. Thanks a lot for listening to me. Now I would love to hear from you. We are in the upstairs at the back bar. I forgot the cookies at home, I'm sorry, but we have actually some pretty cool stickers. And for those that prefer online communication, they can talk to us in any of the URLs listed in there. Thank you very much, and let's go get some food.